Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 102 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 10th is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of self-control. What factors contribute to your level of self-control? Do you allow outside circumstances or other people to hijack your self-control? Be aware of situations which commonly aggravate you and be ready to attack them with self-control today. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. Remember, there is a reason we call them character skills. Skills are something that can be honed and developed through awareness and practice. So obviously the purpose of asking you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 is not necessarily to congratulate you or to condemn you. It is to assess where you are currently at and then take the next steps to help you improve. But it also takes more than just awareness. It takes practice. So let me give you three things to think about as you make your assessment and think about what action you can take to improve your self-control. Number one is it's going to be hard work. But isn't this what we ask our students and athletes to do? We ask them to work hard to study for the test or prepare for the game. And we have to work just as hard on our character skills as we do on our lesson plans or game plans. Because we can have the perfect lesson plan on paper, but when a situation arises in the classroom that tests our self-control, if we aren't able to handle it, then that lesson plan isn't going to do us much good. Remember that one of the steps you need to take to increase your impact on students is to make sure you are willing to learn, grow, and change. And we don't usually learn, grow, and change through the easy stuff. It's usually the hard stuff that gives us the most opportunity to learn, grow, and change. So let's embrace the hard stuff on our path to self-control. Number two is notice the challenge asks you about whether you allow outside circumstances or other people to hijack your self-control. But it doesn't ask you to make a plan to change your circumstances. It asks you to be ready to attack those situations with self-control. True change only occurs from the inside out. Now, there are extreme cases or times when we really need to evaluate whether our environment and the people we spend our time with are helping us or keeping us from reaching our potential. But it's not feasible to do this with every situation we encounter throughout the day. So we need to be ready to change the outcome of how we deal with our circumstances by changing ourselves from the inside out. And when we have self-control, we can handle anything life throws at us. Number three is other people's behavior is about them. It's not about us. This is one of the biggest areas where I have needed to change myself. I've had to work at not taking everything so personally. And seeing that if someone puts me down or criticizes me, it has nothing to do with me and everything to do with them. Now, this doesn't mean that we should never listen to feedback from other people. But again, this is why we can't take it personally. We need to separate the message from the messenger and decide if it is some kind of feedback we can use to improve. Or if it is just some words people have thrown at us to try to make themselves feel better by putting us down. But even though other people's behavior is about them, it doesn't mean that it is our job to fix those people. We can't force people to change. Sure, we can manage people in certain situations where we are in a position of power, like a teacher or coach, and we can even force them to comply with us. But this is external. And it's temporary. It may make us feel good in the moment or temporarily take care of a problem we have, but it's not going to solve the real issue. We can't force people to change, but we can inspire people to change from the inside out. And we can do that by being ready to use our self-control in the situations we encounter today. So how about you? How would you rate yourself on the character skill of self-control? What factors contribute to your level of self-control? Do you allow outside circumstances or other people to hijack your self-control? What are situations that commonly aggravate you, and can you be ready to attack them with self-control today? Today's challenge is a great example of how we can write our own story from the inside out. And if you are listening to this podcast, then it means you have some desire to learn, grow, and change. So just remember, as you look to improve your self-control today, that it's going to be hard, so embrace it. Improve your self-control by doing it from the inside out. And when you do, not only will you change yourself, but you will have an opportunity to inspire others to change as well. Until next time, use self-control to write your own story so you can increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day.